Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is Tuesday, August the 4th, 2015. Certainly glad to be back in the midst of you today. Glad that God blessed us with another day. Glad that God is still on our side. You know, it is so awesome that He wakes us up each day. He provides for us, and He continues to remain faithful and blessing us with what we need to make it throughout the day. You know, God is just so awesome. And, you know, when you sit back and think about the goodness of God and how good God is, how good He's been to us, and that He is yet faithful. Even when we're not faithful, He's consistent. Even when we're not consistent, He's focused, and He's concerned about the details of our lives, even when we're not focused on Him. You know, so we've got to make sure that we are acknowledging God for who He is, acknowledging Him for our source, acknowledging Him in all things. Today's daily assignment is that you need to know that God protects. You know, on yesterday, our daily assignment was that God provides. This today, it's God protects. God protects us. He protects us from harm, both seen and unseen, and we out to just give Him thanks and worship Him in what He is doing. The base scripture is Psalms 121, 7 and 8. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. So the promise isn't just that He protects us right now in this very moment, but He protects us for even and ever more. And He protects us each day. You know, I used to think about how you get up in the morning and you prepare for your day, and you've got a specific time that you want to be out and about, or you want to be on the road to your destination. Something happens at home that throws you off, or you get in traffic and now you're late, and we get all frustrated. You know, if there's a wreck and it tends to keep us from getting to our destination at a designated time, we get frustrated and we get all upset because we missed the time that we had in mind. But we don't know what's ahead. We don't know that if we were not detained at home or we weren't delayed at home, that we could have been in that wreck that we're now sitting in. We don't know those details, but God knows those details. So He allows things to happen. He allows things to manifest so that we can be protected from harm that we did not see. When you get up the road, you see 4 and 5 cars piled up. Your car could have been one of them, you know. And we don't think of it that way. We think of it as we're frustrated. Our day did not start off right. And when, in fact, our day did start off right, because God protected us and kept us here on this earth another day. You know, we've got to acknowledge God in all things, the good and the bad, the delays, the successes, you know, the failures. We've got to be able to acknowledge God. We've got to acknowledge that God has a plan for our lives, and the plan that we have, we've conceived in our minds, that we have for our lives may not necessarily be the plan that God has. And we've got to see God for what the plan is, so that we're taking steps towards those goals, so that we're taking steps towards his plan for his for our lives, so that we're taking steps in the right direction. You know, the scripture says that in all your ways acknowledge God and he shall direct your path. You know, and so we've got to be able to get the light that shines on the path, and it makes the crooked path straight for us, so that we're able to travel along that path and to meet the goal that God has for us. You know, each morning, God is saying that he wants you to have your daily kingdom assignment for today. And it's just awesome that he would visit us to give us instructions on what to do today. So we've got to understand that God protects us. Have you ever been in a situation, you know, maybe traveling on the freeway and someone comes along and zooms by you? And if you had not moved, then you probably would have been rear-ended, or you probably would have been hit head-on, and God just strategically moves you out of the way. You know, that is God that puts his hand down, and he says, not my son and not my daughter, not now. He's protecting us. He protects us even as we sleep at night. You know, there's so many different things that are happening in the world. And, you know, if you look at your life, you are very protected. If you read the news and all the things that are going on in the news, God has protected you. And not just you, but he's protected your family. And so we've got to give thanks and honors to God, and we've got to worship him for who he is. He is our provider. He is our protector. And so we've got to understand that today's assignment is to know that God protects us. He protects us from hurt. He protects us from pain. He protects us. And then he doesn't just protect us, but he gives us the peace, the joy, the love. And he gives us happiness, you know. And, you know, our level of happiness may not be the same as God's level of happiness. But understand that God knows what's best for us. You know, our problem is that we can't wrap our minds around the fact that we don't know what's best for us. We think we know what's best for us, and we think we know ourselves. But God knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows us better than anyone else knows us. You know, so isn't it awesome that he would just, you know, give us this revelation that I am your protector. I protect you from harm. I protect you from your enemies. I protect you from evil. I protect you from all things. And I am constant. I am consistent. I am faithful in ensuring that you are safe. Psalms 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah, there if is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall keep her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to create up unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And Selah is very powerful. It says, stop and think, pause and think about what I have just told you. Pause and think about the revelation that God has given. And it is that God protects us, and he is our refuge. He is our escape. God is saying today, when you get in trouble in your times of need, don't run to man, run to me. And, you know, it's important that we understand that, because if we don't, if we're running to someone else, we're not acknowledging God for who he is. And God gets all the glory. He gets all the praise. He gets all the worship and honor. He gets all the acknowledgement. It's not by anything that we've done, but it's all by God. It's not that we don't wake ourselves up. God wakes us each morning. He breathes new life into our bodies, and he gives us the strength to move forward. And so we've got to understand that all acknowledgement belongs to God, because God is our source. He's our only source. We've got to begin to acknowledge him in all things, no matter how small they are. It could be the very next step that you take. God is protecting you, and you've got to acknowledge him to see if it is the right step to take. You know, people have left this earth before their time, and, you know, God is just wanting to keep us safe, and he's wanting to provide refuge for us, not just a refuge, but a strength, the strength that comes from God. So you notice that everything comes from God, and we've got to make sure that we're cognizant of the fact that God loves us so much that he protects us, that he provides protection, and he provides everything that we need to make it in this life. And so with God's protection, we don't need anyone else's protection. You know, you can think about it like this. You got the military that protects the United States, but God is ultimately the one that is training the military. He's responsible for the strength. He's responsible for the training. He's responsible for even the health. He's responsible. If you read the Bible, there were many wars in the Bible, and God got and he readied the people, and he was with those people as they went into war. And as long as God was with them, they were victorious. But anytime you go into war and you don't have God with you, then you're not victorious, you know. And so, you know, we've got to depend on God and let him know, you know, that we trust and believe in his protection, you know, and that we trust and believe that he is our protection. You know, John 16:33 says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So God is saying, put your trust in me. Understand that I am here to protect you. Ephesians 6:10-18 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God." That means the whole protection of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." You know, God has an interest in you. He invested in you. He's fully vested in you, and he protects his investment. And so we've got to acknowledge that we are God. We belong to God, and we're his children. We're his sons and daughters. And God is, he's not lack or not slack concerning us, you know. And then because he is concerned about every detail, we do not lack anything. Therefore, all things are in God. And so we've got to get to the point to where we can wrap our minds and conceptions around the fact that God is everything. If you can just, you know, conquer that one thought process and begin to just let that thought dwell in your mind and down in your spirit and your soul, then you'll begin to acknowledge God. It will become natural where you're acknowledging God for what he is in your life, who he is in your life, for his protection and provision, for his plan for your life, and you'll begin to move according to the way God would have you move. And, you know, God gets all the glory because man doesn't get the glory because man can only do and is limited to what you can do. And so we've got to take our minds off of man and we've got to put our mind on God. And we got to do it like never before because there's so much happening in the world. You know, you read the news and there's so many freak accidents and so many different things that are happening. People are dying every day. And the fact that God allows you to continue to live on this earth and to stay here yet another day, to see another moment, to see another day, to see another hour, is the blessing from God. And, you know, we say that God blessed us with new jobs and God blessed us with the clothes that we have and a roof over our head and transportation. But God blessed us with the most precious thing, and that is life. And he didn't just bless us with life, but he sent his son so that we would live it freely and we would be liberated from all sin and that we could live abundant life. And so we've got to acknowledge the quality of life that God has given us. We've got to acknowledge that God still is in control. You know, from very creation, that's what God had in mind. It was for our protection. You know, even creating the Garden of Eden, you know, there was no danger. There was no harm in the garden. And in our relationship, you know, God was there. He walked and talked with us so that we would have companionship with him. We would have relationship with him. And that we could understand these revelations that he is giving us even today. And that's that he provides, because he provided everything for us from the beginning, and he protected us. You know, he gave us dominion over the earth. That's the ultimate protection, giving us power over the things that he has power over. And so we have the same power that he has because he has given it to us. We have to exercise it. First thing is we have to know and understand that God has given us that power, but then we have to exercise it, and we have to exercise it according to the will of the Father. You know, I thank God because he's just awesome to visit us this morning, to give us the assignment, and to allow us to continue to move in the way that he would have us to move. Matthew 16:18 says, "And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And what God is saying is, I am with you, and as long as I'm with you, who can be against you? Who in the world can be against you? God is more with you than the whole world can be against you. And so you can just rest in the peace and the understanding of knowing that God got your back. God has you. Even when you don't think he has you, he has you. Think back over your life and think about situations that you've been in and how God changed those situations around to work for your good, how he changed those situations to build you and to teach you some things that would get you to the next level in him. You know, we don't look at it that way, but sometimes it's just good to just sit and just think on the goodness of God. And think about where he's brought you from, and to think about where you're going, and to think about even in your present state where you are and how God equipped you through experience, how God equipped you through, you know, just lessons, how God equipped you for such a time as this. And you know what's so beautiful about this is that God's protection is divine. God's protection is divine. Zephaniah 3:15, the Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. You know, it's just a certain level of confidence that you have in knowing that God is your protector and that he is with you. You know, with that reassurance, you can go and you can face the world. With that reassurance, you can go and you can see what the end is going to be, with that reassurance, it gives you the strength and the faith to run this race, to continue running this race. And, you know, we've got to have a certain level of confidence when we are carrying out God's assignment. Now, remember, the daily kingdom assignment is to understand that God protects us, but to also reach out to your sisters and brothers and let them know that God is in the protecting business and that that is their protection. Just like he protects you, he protects them too. And so sometimes, you know, people, they roam this earth and they don't understand that God is in the midst. They don't understand that God is on their side. They feel like they don't have anyone in this world, and it is up to you to let them know you do have our Father. You have a creator. You have a redeemer. You have a sovereign leader that protects and provides for you even when you're not even thinking about provision and protection, and that it allows you to be blessed, allows you to be taught, allows you to just live in peace. And so today's daily kingdom assignment today is God protects, he protects. Yesterday it was he provides. Today, know that God protects. I thank you for your listening ears. I thank you for just allowing this platform to minister to you. I thank you for just allowing God to do in you the work that has to be done so that you can continue to move forward. God is faithful. He is awesome. And I would not trade anything for God. I wouldn't trade God for anything or any man, because he is constant and his promises, they remain. Be blessed.